Okay, well, thank you. Just a very quick reaction to our last comment or question. One of the things that we are trying to also emphasize is that in 21st century, probably norm making is something that will become multidimensional. It's not just about treaty making, intergovernmental discussions, but also engineers and scientists, industry, they themselves also reflect upon the implications of their innovations, etc., and coming up with some sort of a code of conduct or appropriate behaviors or responsible behaviors. And I think it is, it is really positive that a number of those efforts have been made and interest in that area of, if you will, soft norm or soft law making is really increasing. That's the feeling that I get. So I think, that's something that we also need to really keep in mind. One of the things that we are also quite interested, coming from the engineers, the scientists themselves, is to also, when they are engaged in their scientific processes, innovative processes, not just that they think about this is how the technology, this is the technology that I'm making that should be used this way. The scientists themselves can also probably figure out a potential use of such innovations that they're making. So already integrating that aspects in their innovative processes by the scientists and engineers, I think could be also quite interesting, quite important going forward in a completely new kind of a world that we're looking at. My final word, expand a little bit from human rights discussions. We had once at the senior management level chaired by the Secretary General discussed the very broad implications of those phenomena that we're looking at, for example, on education. And while many people said that we need to educate younger generation to become much more tech aware, so that they would not be able to, they would not be left out from those really quick, very rapid developments that are taking, that are being undertaken in the world. I had a slightly different view, which I mentioned at that particular discussion, which is that because all these changes are happening, I think it is actually becoming much more important to teach our children about what it is that makes us human beings. I don't necessarily want to use the word ethics because ethics actually have a different reflections in different cultural background. But I think it's very important to make sure that we all appreciate and understand and maintain and even strengthen what it is that makes all of us human beings. That goes to the human accountability discussions in the lethal autonomous weapons, etc. So I think, I apologize to put it even at the broader level of discussions, but all these things, again, are connected, interlinked to what we are, in fact, trying to figure out collectively. So with that, thank you very much. And I look forward to the reports that you will be putting together as a result of this dialogue. Thank you, Renata.
Thank you, Izumi. Thank you. And Carly